Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
James Saker has joined us and he's standing alongside our very own Jane Birch, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory.
Well, Sakes, congratulations. I thought you'd be a happy man because we can't seem to get you the right side of the ledger when we get you on air. But congratulations, what a fantastic win and a really defining point, I think, in your season. At three-quarter time, you reminded the boys of your blueprint, which I often hear you refer to, and your blue-collar worker sort of mantra. And I thought right at the end there, that's exactly what happened when the boys stood up. There were some very courageous marks when Colac were coming hard at you. You must be super proud of their efforts and relieved to get over the line in that one.
No, definitely. I thought it was a little bit of Groundhog Day after the first 3 minutes when we hadn't touched the footy and were two goals down. But I did speak to our boys then. I think it would... It showed really good character today that we were able to persevere. It wasn't perfect, but we persevered and slowly got the game back on our terms. I would have liked us to be a bit more clinical in the last quarter at times, but to play the way we did without it being perfect and able to hit the scoreboard like we did in the second half with a few different avenues to go. Yeah, really proud of the boys. It's one we haven't won too many that way in my time, so a nice little tick. I thought it was a pretty finals-like sort of environment.
And I know you spoke about it during the week when we knew that Sasevic was out, and obviously we start thinking about how you're going to find avenues to goal and cover that loss up there. But, gee, you had a lot of flexibility, and everyone that was up there, whether it was Bridgewater in the first half kicking goals as a real focal point, or Hicks, obviously, late, what we saw he could do, it looked really that it can work really well, and you've got a heap of flexibility with those big guys rolling through the ruck on the ball and obviously down forward.
Yeah, we do. Worked well today. We had some plans around, you know, trying to stretch their ruckman, Zabel, who's extremely good player, and we stayed true to that. We lost a rotation early with Fred Lucas, so that forced our hand a bit to play the talls on a bit of a rotation but stay on the ground. And I think when our movement was fast and we got some one-on-ones, we looked really dangerous. At times we fell into some habits of just bombing it and they got some aerial dominance. But to be able to throw some different looks and challenge an opposition the way we did with our tools, I think that worked really well.
Sakes, congratulations. Just on Fred Lucas, can you give us an update? We noticed he hadn't been out there for a while.
Yeah, early, got a high tackle or a fierce tackle early, and I think it's just soreness around his shoulder, maybe a little sublux, so just no risk. But, hopefully he'll be okay.
Externally, we go, this is huge for your footy club. You open up a two-game gap on Colac. Leopold have won today. We expected that. But you're 8 points clear with five to play. Your destiny's in your own hands. We think it's huge. Do you think it's internally as big as that as well?
It's big. We think we've been building since halftime of the Colac game first time around. We think we've changed our season off the back of... some pretty simple things. And our last 5 to 6 weeks have been really good. So internally there's belief that we could get this done today. We didn't really speak about finals or what it means in terms of the ladder, but we did want to prove to ourselves that in a really tough contested environment we could stand up and show our wares. So we did that. It probably means we get a bit of a free swing next week against St Mary's, but beyond that, it's a pretty even comp this year, so we're certainly not getting carried away.
You've got some big blokes that would be the envy of the rest of the competition. You can roll Pierce through, you can roll Bridgewater through, you can roll Hicks through. It's a luxury that you didn't have last year and you didn't have in the first half of this season, but you've got Bridgewater fit. Pierce, obviously, Peter Street was here watching both of them, and he's probably going back to Dan Lowther and going, well, look, these boys are going all right, so you're probably bracing yourself to lose them. But how do you give them all what they want in terms of the bite of the apple that is what keeps them happy? Yep.
Well, I think it's important to acknowledge how well the group's done without Ben Lloyd and Ollie Bridgewater. Obviously, we won't have Lloyd back, but to not have those two key pillars in the team, we've done really well to be in a position now. What are we, 9-4? I think we've found ways to get Eli through the middle. As a sort of second ruck/fifth midfielder really well. And without Jack today, we'll probably be able to give him a bit more license to get up and around stoppage. And if that culminates in, you know, Werribee seeing some different things from him, that's great. I think for Bridgie, it's just about getting minutes back into him. And Fridge loves the ruck. And, you know, comes off the ground and wants to get back on the ruck straight away. But, like you said, to be able to throw him forward, if our ball movement's good, there's not many bigger than him. So, nice luxury. You know, we try to have a team-first mantra. Today it worked really well. It's not always perfect, but, yeah, nice problems to have.
I don't know what's in the blueprint, James, but I suspect I coached with a man, Chip's brother, who always said you have to defend before you attack and defend the ground. Your defence, I reckon, is just about the best in the competition. They know when to go. They know when to not go. They know when to switch. They know when to be tough. They know when to be a bit leery. Benstead, Jones, Reed, you know, you can name all of them. You must be so happy with the way they are sort of holding it together for you to be able to attack when you need to.
Yeah, I think our back 6-7 was super today.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of really bad losses this year, and what's happened there is, you know, the basics of our defence have fallen down. So I think, yeah, we do think it's a pretty simple methodology, and obviously they play together quite a bit. But absolutely, we want to defend as a team really well. We're pretty disappointed. I think we conceded 6 goals in the first quarter. That's not really the way we wanted the game to go. But team defence is huge. We want to be the best team without the ball. And if we're switched on and playing together, I think we can be.
And there was lots of talks about the Bridgewaters and the Hicks and all the big boys and everybody. I just reckon somebody who goes under the radar who's an absolute star. I know he doesn't for you, but Jed Birmingham just does what Jed Birmingham does. Like, he's starting to be like Paddy Dowling.
Yeah.
Takes marks when he needs to, gives the hands off strong around the contest. Like, just goes unnoticed sometimes for a bloke who wins a Matheson. Like, the umpires obviously get him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a star.
Yeah, he bought new Larry boots this week too.
Did he?
Wants to try and get a few votes in the back end. But, as a coach, when he gets the ball, it's like the right thing's probably going to happen here.
Yeah.
Like, the decisions he makes, he's so strong, and he's getting a bit more vocal and demanding of his mates, which we like. But yeah, we're fortunate to have Jed. He's a really good lad around the club as well, but serious talent.
Yeah, absolutely. Sakes, you touched on your team defence. It's always something that I've noticed being quite strong, but maybe an area that you've improved dramatically is your ability to go from defence and now go forward and score. Even while still having good control of the ball through uncontested marks. Has that been a clear focus over especially the last maybe 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, look, we probably spent a lot of time on that last season. Took a while to click. Yeah, and this year it's probably been without Lloyd, who's such a general down there, that it's been harder for us to orchestrate the movement and taken a bit longer for us to learn. So I think from my point of view, we've taken away the parameters or the pressure around what we want them to do and just trust them to make decisions more. And I think that's just freed us up. And, you know, if it's on inside, let's go. If it's not, you know, and we're held up, well, we have to go long down the line. But we're getting a bit braver, I think, which has been a real positive.
And the versatility of players, I know we've touched on it through those big three. It just must be such a nice thing to be able to have at your disposal that you're building players to be able to play in multiple positions that at any given stage, if someone was to go down, you can alter from there.
Yeah, it's really positive, and I think it just gives us the ability to pull some levers. It certainly takes time, and you need the right personnel to help you do that. But we genuinely think the longer a game goes, if we're in and around that contest, that we can do some stuff that'll stretch teams in the back end of a quarter or a game, and I think we did a bit of that today.
And it's a pretty important game, obviously. Good conditions, finals like pressure. You unpack this one from a coaching review perspective and hold on to this one for a while.
Yeah, we wanted to really match them in the contest. We've got great respect for how hard they are at the footy. Took us a while to get to their level there, but I thought, you know, that's final stuff, and we did that well as the game went on. Like I said off the top, would have liked us to be a bit more clinical late, because we could have iced it a bit better, I think, than we did. But yeah, we, you know, it'd be nice to play finals without wind as well. It was finals luck without the wind. Yeah.
That's true too. The fans were pretty boisterous this afternoon too. They obviously felt like it was a really crucial game too.
Yeah, there weren't many in our rooms after we lost to Joey's by 15 goals, but
they all jump back on.
Tonight there was plenty. So, and it is good. It's good to see smiles on faces. Yeah, what I do like about the fact you win on, you know, days like this and big games is our players get a bit of a pat on the back, yeah, and they get a bit of recognition. They're working really hard, and I think we can push on for the back end of the year, but not getting too far ahead of ourselves.
Anybody back for St Mary's next week that didn't play today?
Oh, I always struggle with this stuff. Tom Pearson would be,
yep,
I think.
That was just awareness for him.
Yeah, pretty much awareness.
Kick six and had some awareness.
Yeah, he hurt himself at training Tuesday, but I think off the top of my head, he's the first one. We did have some guys like Finn Hoey, yep, Aidan Osborne. There's two or three others through our reserves that have played some senior footy that have, yep, finally come back. So having pressure on selections, yeah, which we've got that now, and hopefully a few more coming back. Pato's probably the other one. He's a little way away still.
Okay. Good luck next week. It's a big one. Yep. Obviously, what they did to you on that weekend, in the Anzac Day weekend back in April, wasn't ideal from your perspective, but 3 months on, you get another test and an opportunity to see where you're really at, and we look forward to seeing how that fares for you.
No, I'm sure they'll be, they'll come well and truly prepared. Another good challenge for us. We've got to try and take them on.
Good news is we won't be there, so you're
thank
fine.
You.
You'll be fine.
Thank you for that.
Appreciate it. James Sager, the coach of Bell Park. Thanks to Sandman Mattress Factory. Two convenient locations in George's Road, Nor Lane, Marshalltown Road in Grovedale.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.